Blog Talk Radio.
I don't care what it feels like. I don't care if the enemy tries to make you cry all night. I don't care what they told you. Just try to keep your composure. Never mind the size of a mountain standing right before you. But you're ready before I have you. You got your whole armor. You're sobering, you never let your guard down. They never leave or forsake you. Just hold on to your faith. Trying to call to make an arrangement. Daycare got late fees, cause deadbeats made babies. Never mind the sign on the door that says eviction pending. You ready before I haven't said you got your whole armor. Be sober and you never let your guard down. But hold on to the master. In order to win you have to. Wanna be in B-I-C-T-O-I. Gotta put your game face on, don't be fake, don't go from low to high.
Just call on the name, just call on the name and you'll be fine.
Rejoice and be glad in it, for the Lord is great and greatly to be praised. Oh, magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his holy name together. Let us enter into his gates with thanksgiving, and let us enter into his holy courts with praise. Good morning, my brothers and sisters. You are listening to the Spirit Alive Praise and Worship Experience for this Sunday, August the 28th, 2022. Now, hallelujah, I am Apostle Cook. I'm the woman of God of this assembly, but I am blessed every Sunday by some of God's finest and most anointed servant leaders in the persons of Minister Tina Brown, Mother Shirley Snyder Mitchell, Minister Gladys McGee, Bishop Lester Carver, and our very own Apostle Zeta Flowers. So on behalf of all of us, we want to welcome you to this morning's service, and we pray that you will hear something that will lift your spirit and bless your soul. So right now, we are going to go into opening prayer with Minister Tina Brown. Amen.
Amen. Glory be to God. Most gracious Heavenly Father, we come to your throne of grace, just giving you all the honor and the praise for another beautiful day you have made for us to be able to come together and worship you and learn your word, Heavenly Father. God bless the messenger. May you bless the messenger with the message we're about to receive today. May we all find it in our heart to be able to worship you and honor you in the way that you would like us to, Heavenly Father. And at the end of our service, if there is someone who doesn't know you in the pardon of their sin, may they find their way through the prayer that will be given to accept you as their Lord and Savior. We thank you for our ministry, mm-hmm. Heavenly Father. We thank you for those that are listening today and all the servant leaders that are here. We give you all the honor, praise, and glory through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah and glory to God. That was Pastor John Peakey. Hallelujah. It is now time for this morning's meditational reading. And each and every Sunday morning, we ask the mother of our church to come forth and read to us a devotion from a reading from a powerful devotion written by Pastor Joseph Prince entitled Destined to Reign. So please now give your undivided attention to the mother of our assembly, Mother Shirley Snyder Mitchell.
Good morning, everyone. I love each and every one of you. This morning, the meditational reading is entitled, Jesus' Authority Has Been Given to Us. We'll be looking at Matthew chapter 28, verses 18 and 19. And Jesus came and spake to them, saying, all authority has been given to me in heaven and on earth. Go, therefore. Now, when God created man, he gave him man authority to have dominion over everything on earth. You can read about that in Genesis 1 and 26. But when man sinned, he gave the authority to Satan. And when man's authority was transferred to Satan, Satan brought in disease, poverty, strife, bitterness, pain, loss, and death. He messed up everything on earth for man. Now, some say to pastors, why didn't God just grab the devil by the neck and throw him out of the garden? God did not do that because he is a judicial God. It was a man who gave away his authority to Satan. So it had to be a man who would legally take it back. And God had done this through a man. His name is Jesus. By his death on the cross, Jesus righteously restored all that man had lost. That is why just before he went back to heaven, he said, all authority has been given to me in heaven and on earth. Go, therefore. Those words tell us that he has transferred his authority to us, the same authority that he had over the storm, evil spirits, sicknesses, diseases, and even death is now ours to use. So when there was reports of an epidemic and of young children falling sick in the media, know that you have dominion over the epidemic.
Yeah.
Declare by the authority given to me in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Thank you, Jesus.
This will not come near my children.
Yeah.
I plead the blood of Jesus over them. If you have been told that your family has a history of heart disease, take the dominion and declare.
Yeah.
By the authority given to me in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I destroy every form of manifestation and that came of the disease. By his blood, my family has been redeemed from this and every other curse. My friend, the authority which has been restored to us is not just the authority on earth that man had before the fall, but Jesus' unquestionable and complete authority in heaven and on earth. May the Lord add blessings and favor to the readers, hearers, and especially the doers of his wonderful and holy word. The thought for the day, the same authority that Jesus had before the storm, evil spirit, sickness, disease, and even death, is now ours to use. Amen and glory to God.
Hey. Let me hear you say, oh, oh, oh. Let me hear you say, oh, oh, oh. It's been a real hard couple of months. You had enough. But it's been hard for everyone. You're not alone. You've been hurting way too long. Let it go and just move on. Make your way down to the altar. Hand it over and leave it there. It's gonna be alright.
It's gonna be
alright. It's gonna be alright.
It's gonna be alright.
So everything that you've been worried about, you need them to work it out. We'll work it out, yeah. All of your burdens, bring them all down, yeah. You're gonna get an answer to your prayer if you know you need a healing. You're sick of being sick, you need relief. You're tired of the pressure,
yeah.
You got all the stress and you need some peace. Come on and get your breakthrough. Haven't you been suffering long enough? Make your way down to the altar. Hand it over, leave it there. It's gonna be alright.
It's gonna be
alright. It's gonna be alright. It's gonna be
alright.
So everything that you've been worried about, you need them to work it out. You work it out. I love your burdens, just bring them on down,
yeah.
You're gonna get an answer to your prayer if you.
Experience, and this is a time when we come together as a family, humbling ourselves before the mighty throne of the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. This is the time when we forget about ourselves and simply stand in the gap for our brothers and sisters all over this world. So but we need you to understand that when we pray here at the Spirit Alive Praise and Worship Experience, we pray expecting God to move. We pray believing everything that His Holy Word has told us, because we can testify that prayer changes things. So at this time, I'm going to ask you to clear your mind. I'm going to ask you to bow your heart and stand in agreement with me as I go to the Lord's throne of grace. Most gracious and heavenly Father, we come before you once again, just praising you and magnifying your holy name simply because you and you alone are worthy.
Yeah.
We thank you, Father God, that we know that we live, move, and have our very being in you, and we lack nothing. We come thanking you for your darling son, Jesus, because of his atoning work on that cross, because, hallelujah, of what he has already done, we are able to come to your throne boldly. So before we ask anything, Father God, we come repenting every unrepented sin. Because, Lord, we understand that we must come to you with clean hands. We must come to you in the right heart, with the right spirit. So, Lord, we just come this morning thanking you not just for what you do, but for who you are.
Yes, Lord.
Lord God, we thank you that you are Jehovah Rapha and that you walk about and you heal your people that call out. Father God, we just pray that you continue to walk through the hospitals, the hospices, every sick room, every home, Lord, where somebody is shut in, Lord. Remind them that you are God and you are high and you are still lifted up on the throne and you are able to do exceedingly and abundantly more than they can ever think or imagine.
Yes.
Lord God, I come this morning thanking you for being Jehovah Shalom, our peace. Yes. Because, Lord, no matter what our eyes see and our ears hear, we know that you are still in control.
Yes.
We know that you are still sovereign. We know, Lord God, that nothing is impossible with you. Yes. And we know that nothing escapes your attention. Oh, Father God, we thank you for being a protector and a rescuer this morning.
Yes, Lord.
Lord, we know that you are walking through and you are rescuing those that are abused, misused, Lord God. I know that you are walking through, Lord, and touching those who are depressed, who are discouraged, who are hurt, who are helpless, who are hopeless, Lord God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Because you said in your holy word, you are the lifter of our heads.
Yes.
And Lord God, we want to thank you this morning that we know you for ourselves. We thank you, Father God, that we know, hallelujah, that the government sit up on your shoulders, hallelujah, and your government is the only one that will forever reign.
Yes.
So Lord, we pray for those people that are put in place to govern us. We pray that they would learn to bow to your authority. Lord God, we pray that they would learn to humble themselves and to come to know that they really are not in control. Lord, we pray against the warmongers and we pray against those who are trying to cause confusion through shortages of this and that. Lord God, let our minds and our eyes see clearly what is truly going on.
Yes.
Let us not be distracted from the work that you have called us to do, oh God.
Yes.
You continue to use us, God, as your salt and your light.
Yes.
Lord, allow us to reach your people in an effective way, not for our glory, Father God, but for your glory, in the name of Jesus. Lord, I plead the blood of Jesus over everyone that is within the sound of my voice. Because, Lord, I know that you sit high and you look low and you know whatever is going on and you are able to fix it.
Yes, yes.
You are able to make it right, Father God. Hallelujah.
Yes.
We praise you, Father God.
Praise your mighty
and even when we are going through, Lord God, we know that we are not going through alone.
Yes.
Lord, we pray that you just comfort our brothers and sisters all over this world, those who are going through oppression, those who are going through, Lord God, hallelujah, exploitation, those, Lord God, that are going through things of by no fault of their own.
Yes, thank you, Lord.
We pray, Lord God, that you would touch the misplaced, the displaced,
yes,
the homeless.
Please, Jesus.
We pray, Lord God, that they will be fed, not only food, Father God, but your holy word, so that they might grow and come to know you and be in a better relationship with you.
Yes, Lord.
We pray for the lost this morning, Father God.
Yes.
We pray that today somebody would stop by and be your hands and feet, Father God.
Yes, Lord.
And show them that they are not invisible. They are not forgotten. They are not alone. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Lord God, I pray this morning for the babies, the children, all over this world.
Yes, Lord.
Lord, I pray that you be a hedge of protection all around them. I pray that you encamp your angels all around them, Father God, and protect them from all hurt, harm, and danger. Because I know that your holy word says that you would rather have a millstone around your neck than to hinder one of your babies.
Yes, yes, Lord. Yes, you do.
So, Lord, I pray that you avenge those babies. Take care of those babies, Lord God,
yes,
so they can grow up and bring others to you.
Yes.
Lord God, I just want to thank you for the mighty servant leaders here today. I want to thank you for Minister Tina and her faithfulness and her due diligence in all that she does,
yes,
to bring glory and honor to your holy name.
Yes,
I want to thank, I praise you for Mother Mitchell, Lord God, because my mama is up here where I can be of service to her, Lord. I can touch and agree with her, Father God.
Yes.
I just ask that you continue to bless her, press down and shaking together until running over, because, Lord, I stand in the gate and I call my mother blessed. Lord God, I want to pray this morning for your beautiful and anointed apostle,
yes,
Zeta. Bless her, oh God, as she brings your holy,
yes,
word this morning.
Yes, Lord.
Lord, fill her till she wants no more, oh God. Hallelujah. Use her, Father God. Hallelujah. To effectively reach your people.
Yes.
Lord, I want to thank you for Bishop Carver this morning.
Oh, yes,
I thank
Lord.
You for the faithful man of God who,
yes,
stands tall and stands long, Father God.
Yes.
I pray that you bless everything that he puts his hand to, oh God.
Yes,
I pray,
Lord,
that you make every crooked way straight. I pray, Lord God, that you would go before him in all that he must do.
Yes.
Because, Lord, he is faithful to you and you alone.
Yes.
I praise you this morning, oh God,
yes,
for Minister Gladys, Lord God.
Yes, Lord.
I praise her, Lord,
yes,
God, that she has a reachable, teachable spirit, oh God,
yes, Lord,
and that she is hungering and thirsting for you so that she might be a bigger and brighter light for your kingdom.
Yes.
And I ask that you bless her.
Yes.
I thank you,
yes,
for my dear brother who is listening this morning, Father God. You also know what he stands in the need of.
Yes.
Lord, I ask that you bless them from the crowns of their heads to the soles of their feet, God.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
And I want to thank you, Father God, for what you're doing in my life. I want to thank you, Father God, that you just allow me,
yes,
to be a small part of these mighty servants' life and a part of your people's life.
Yes, Lord.
Continue to bless our ministry, God, as only you can.
Yes.
Continue to strengthen us, God, in all that we must do. And we will be so careful to give you the honor, the glory, and the praise. In Jesus' holy and righteous name, we pray it all. Amen and amen. I just want y'all to take a minute and bless God right now. Hallelujah. We need to bless him this morning. He's good this morning. He's worthy to be praised this morning. Thank you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Bless me, God. so everyone around me can have everything they need. Let all these folks that only got have everything they need. I'm blessed, I'm blessed, we got them all.
If you have not already done so, get something to write with and to write on, because you are about to receive a banquet feast from this anointed woman of God.
Yeah.
What can we say about Apostle Zeta Flowers? Well, we can say that she is a woman after God's own heart.
Mm-hmm.
We can say that her only mission is to reach the lost for Jesus.
Glory to God.
And we can say that her humility, her graciousness, and her love for others declares and decrees that she is a disciple of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
So right
Amen.
Now, without further ado, I give you our anointed speaker of the hour, Apostle Zeta Flowers. Amen. You're on mute, Apostle. Praise God. Apostle must be having some
All
technical
right.
difficulties. There we go.
No, I'm off of the mute. I'm sorry. Can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am.
Hello? Okay, great.
Yes,
All right.
ma'am.
I'm sorry. I was muted. All right. God bless you, everyone. I'm excited about what the Lord is doing on the earth. Praise God. And I thank him for how he's using us to build on his kingdom. Praise God. I'm going to just have a brief word of prayer before I go into what I believe that the Holy Spirit has unctioned me to share. Father God, I come to you. I come humbly before you, Lord, because you are so great, and we lift you high. You are lifted high. Hallelujah. Above all the earth, above everything. And so I thank you this morning for being in control of my life. I thank you for leading and guiding me. And I pray, Lord, that this morning as I share what I believe that the Holy Spirit has directed me to share, I pray that it will go out and it will touch and it will bless. The word will not come back void, but it will accomplish what it's being sent out to do. In Jesus' holy and righteous name, amen. Amen. Okay, the message that I'm going to bring forth today is don't lose your focus. We have a commission to fulfill. Praise God. And the great commission is mentioned in all of the Gospels. All of our Gospels are correct. Maybe a little different in the wording, depending on where in the situation. After Jesus Christ's death on the cross, he was buried, and many of us know that he was resurrected on the third day. Before he ascended into heaven, he appeared to his disciples in Galilee, and he gave them these instructions. He said, "All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, touching them to obey everything. Teaching them to obey the Holy Spirit, praise God, and everything that I have commanded you." Praise God. Hallelujah. And he promised that he would be with them until the very end. Praise God. Hallelujah. Matthew 28, verse 18 to 20. So this is what we are commanded to do. It's not a suggestion, but it's a command. The Lord commanded his followers from every generation to put their faith into action and to go and to make disciples of every nation. This is our great commission. And he gave us instructions. Praise God. Hallelujah. After salvation, our lives belong to Jesus Christ, who died to purchase our freedom from sin and death. He redeemed us so that we might become useful in his kingdom. The fulfillment of the Great Commission happens when believers witness or when we share. Praise God. Hallelujah. And that's found in John 16 chapter, verses 8 through 11. The Holy Spirit empowers us as believers to carry out the Great Commission, and it convicts people of their sins and their need of a Savior. Praise God. And so when Jesus says go, he means for us to go. If we don't go, if there's no going, there will be no growing, and therefore there will be no harvest. So we must remember that. In order to reach souls, we have to take a risk. But if we are walking in victory, we will take that risk. We will go and we will speak and we will do what the Holy Spirit directs us to do, as he is our teacher. He will tell us what to say, how to say it, who to reach out to, and all of these things. So we must remember, hallelujah, that we have our Holy Spirit that Jesus promised us before his departure. Praise God. And it is so important to know how to witness as we go out. New converts should be encouraged to share their testimonies. We should know that we can rely on our Holy Spirit to guide us, lead us, and give us what to say and how to entreat others that have not yet accepted Jesus as their personal Savior. We must prepare ourselves if we want to see a harvest. The fallow ground must be broken. Jesus said, "Come unto me, you that are heavy laden, and I will give you rest." So our focus should be on reaching out and bringing them to Jesus so that their transformation can begin and their lives can be changed. Praise God. In our ministry and church, we have formed witnessing teams in the past, and we're about to do that now, form some witnessing teams and also have some witnessing and evangelism workshops with some role playing among the different ones so that they understand and know what to do, what to say when they go out, and what not to say and what not to do. That is so important. Because in order to reach people, we must come forth. We must show our love. Jesus said, through his love, you know, it's through his love that he will draw them, that they will be drawn to Jesus. So we must show forth our love, the love that he has instilled in us, the love that's in our heart, the passion that we have. People need to see that. They need to know that. They need to feel that. Praise God. Because there are so many out there that are going through so many things, homelessness, without food, without shelter, with nowhere to lay their head. And it's very difficult for so many out there. So it's so important that we express our love toward them, that they know that we really love them. Praise God. If we say we love God, then we must love them as well. We must love everybody, even our enemies. Praise God. Hallelujah. So we must be about our Father's business. Praise God. Hallelujah. We must help others to know that Jesus loves them by telling them, but also by showing forth how we entreat them, how we do for them, the things that we do as we go out and we give clothing, as we feed some of the people. Whatever we do, whatever God gives us to do, then we must do that for them. Praise God. So that they can know him, really know Jesus. And that's our main goal, hallelujah, is that they know Jesus. Praise God. It's okay if they know us, but we really want to point them to Jesus so that they can really know him. Praise God. And as I mentioned before, the Holy Spirit is a person too. He is knowledgeable, wise, sensitive, powerful, but he is also delicate. He has deep emotions, a personality, and a character, and he wishes to relate to us as a person that he is. Praise God. Hallelujah. So when we go out, we're not going out alone. Hallelujah. We are being, the Lord is with us. He goes before us. And so if he's going before us and he's with us, then we're not alone. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And whatever we're out to do will be victorious. Praise God, because we're allowing him, hallelujah, to show us the way. And we're following his instructions. Praise God. In order to carry out his great commission. Thank you, Jesus. Just wanted to share about prayer. Prayer is so important in our going out and witnessing to people and ministering to their needs. We must pray. Matthew 9:38 says, pray ye therefore the Lord of the harvest that he will send forth laborers into his harvest. Praise God. So many of us are willing to go out as laborers, but we need to also pray that there will be even more sent out so that the harvest will be greater. We need to pray for our churches in reach as well as outreach ministries. Pray that the word of God will go out in the power with authority, with signs, wonders, and miracles following. And we also must pray for souls. Pray souls into the kingdom. Call out their names, those that we know. Pray for lost loved ones, friends, neighbors, co-workers, and enemies to break the power of darkness. Praise God. Hallelujah. So that's where our prayers come in, our faith and our love above everything, that they can see that we have the love of God in us. Praise God. We should also be praying for our cities, our nations, our world. Pray that the latter rain of God's Spirit will fall upon our cities and nations. Hallelujah. And our world. Pray for God's will. Hallelujah. For our lives and the lives of others. And pray God's will over those that we come in contact with. Pray for their holiness. Pray for their health, prosperity. Pray for the wisdom of God in our lives, and pray that you will be led and controlled by the Holy Spirit and use the power and authority that we have been given. Hallelujah. And release our ministering angels to minister on our behalf. Speak the word of God over our lives as well as others' lives. Praise God. Hallelujah. The word of God is settled in heaven, and we must settle it in our hearts. Believe it in our hearts and speak it out of our mouths. Praise God. Because greater is he that is in me, in us, than he that is in the world. We are more than conquerors. Romans 8:37. Praise God. Hallelujah. So we can, hallelujah, win. We will be winners. Praise God. Hallelujah. Because we have God, the Lord, with us. And so therefore, we will always win. Hallelujah. If we keep that in mind. Thank you, Jesus. Remember, Jesus taught the disciples as he was teaching them. They had issues also, as we know from the word of God, that they also had issues. But those issues got worked out. Praise God. And they served God. Hallelujah. And they went about making disciples. Hallelujah. Is the same as what he expects of us. Hallelujah. Even the new converts, teaching the new converts, we can let them know that they too can be instrumental, hallelujah, in reaching out, sharing their testimonies. They don't have to know the word of God yet, which many won't. Hallelujah, because they will be encouraged to study the word, hopefully in the right place, the right church, the right ministry. Hallelujah. Will guide them and encourage them and teach them the word of God. Hallelujah. Also,
yes,
we need to know from 1 Timothy 3:16, hallelujah, that we need to study to show ourselves approved. Praise God, even before we can teach others. We need to study to show ourselves approved unto God.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Also, I want to mention here that the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, praise God, was together in the beginning, hallelujah, with God's plans. Praise God. It's in Genesis, the first chapter, hallelujah. But God wants us to, he knows that we're treasures. There's treasure rather in earthen vessels. Jesus came to work with us as his co-laborers. Hallelujah. Jesus said that there was a time that he said, I must go to Samaria. Okay, we know that the Samaritans were different. Praise God. But when Jesus said he had needs to go to Samaria, praise God. Remember when Jesus went to the well? Hallelujah.
Uh-huh.
He stayed at the well.
What?
He stayed at the well, praise God, because he knew that someone was coming through, praise God. And sometimes we have to be patient enough when he sends us out to stay put, hallelujah, so that we can reach whoever he has or whoever he's
yes.
going to send in our pathway.
Amen.
Hallelujah. In this situation in Samaria, praise God, we know the woman came by to get some natural water from the well. Hallelujah. But she was given water, but she was given that living water. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes.
Jesus gives the living water, the living bread. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. And Jesus met this woman, and we know, some of us know, what he spoke to her and everything. She became an evangelist right away. Praise
yes,
God.
She did.
Hallelujah. 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 When Jesus gave to her what she needed, praise God. And when he told her, hallelujah, what she needed to hear, praise God, she knew right away who he was. At least she knew he was a prophet. Praise God. Hallelujah. And she was able to go. When she left, she went out and told others, even some of those that she had been with. Praise God. Hallelujah. So we must go out and be the light of the word, the light of the world. Hallelujah. We must go out, and when we go out, be that salt. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And touch others, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Touch the ones that he has sent us out to reach. Praise God. We must be the salt of the earth. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And, you know, we don't know whose lives we will touch. We don't know how we're going to touch in other people's lives. But as we go out in obedience, hallelujah, even if it's next door to the neighbors or wherever we're sent, praise God, we must be that light and be that salt of the earth, God. And we must know, hallelujah, that God is with us. Hallelujah. He's with us. Thank you, Jesus. We have everything that we need. He has equipped us, praise God, equipped us, hallelujah, to reach a dying world, praise God. And so we must reach out and share, you know, what God has put on our hearts to share with others. And they will come to know Jesus, hallelujah, and then begin the cycle of reaching out and making
yes.
disciples. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So when someone else, when we reach out and someone is saved, then we must hope and pray that they also will reach out and others will be saved. Praise God. And then,
yes.
you know, there will be a harvest. There
yes.
will be a harvest. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. We can expect the harvest. We can expect walking in victory, because when we're doing this, hallelujah, we're seeing the victory. Hallelujah. We're having the victory. We're seeing it come to life. Hallelujah. In the lives of many others. Thank God. And so don't forget, hallelujah, hallelujah, that we should be focused, hallelujah, in fulfilling Jesus' commission. Hallelujah. He has commissioned all of us. Praise God. Hallelujah. We have received the instructions through the word of God for ourselves. Hallelujah. And I'm going to give you some scriptures also that will help and that will, you know, allow you to know that more, even more about the Great Commission and what it is and what it's all about. Jesus had told his disciples after he descended, praise God, that the Holy Spirit would come down upon them with power. Hallelujah. Because when we first get saved, we have the Holy Spirit indwelling in us. Hallelujah. But we can still be filled over and over and over the Holy Spirit. Praise God. Hallelujah. Jesus will fill us. All we have to do is ask him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We can be filled with the Spirit. Hallelujah. Because we need that power. Praise God. Hallelujah. We need that power to keep us from going back into sin, from keeping us from doing the things that we used to do. Hallelujah. Before you know it, hallelujah, you have those desires are no longer your desires anymore. Hallelujah. But then you begin to desire God, what God has for you. Desire his word. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. And you'll desire to have a relationship with him, which he wants from all of us, all of his children. He wants a relationship with us. It's not enough just to hear about him. It's not enough just to know a little something about him. But he wants a relationship with you. Praise God. Hallelujah. And we can have all of that. Praise God. We can have it. Hallelujah. He laid down the foundation for evangelism and cross-cultural mission work. And that's what we must be about. Praise God. We must come repentant, hallelujah, before God and before his people. Hallelujah. We must repent. Hallelujah. We can't go to someone else and let them know that they need to be repented. Hallelujah. Praise God. But we also have to be in right standing with God. Hallelujah. We have to have been repented of our sins. Praise God. And we must pray daily, hallelujah, that God will cleanse us, hallelujah, from all unrighteousness and sin, and that he will keep us, hallelujah. The Holy Spirit will keep us if we want to be kept. Praise God. Hallelujah. So the desires that we used to have, we won't have those desires anymore. Praise God.
Amen.
We will be able to do the things that God gives us to do. Hallelujah. We're going to have hindrances, but we can also overcome that.
Yes.
He has given us power to overcome the enemy. Praise God.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Hallelujah. He is in his word. He has taught us warfare because
yes.
We're in a constant battle. Hallelujah. With Satan. Satan, first of all, doesn't want us to obey God. Hallelujah. He doesn't want us to reach out for souls. Praise God. He doesn't want us to do the very things that God has commissioned us to do. Praise God. Hallelujah. But we can still go forth. We can go forth in victory. Hallelujah. Because God has given us all the tools that we need. He has given us divine weapons to fight with. Hallelujah. We no longer operate in the carnal realm. Hallelujah. But we look to God. Hallelujah. We look to him for what he has given us. We study the word of God. Hallelujah. We use the word. The word of God is our sword. Hallelujah. The word of God is our weapon. Prayer is one of our weapons. Hallelujah. Praise God. When we start praying, hallelujah, the enemy will leave. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. And then we must have faith. We must believe God at his word.
Yes.
Hallelujah. We must know that his word works. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And sometimes it's going to seem like it's very hard work, because sometimes it is. Hallelujah. When we're trying to reach souls. Hallelujah. But I remember what Denzel Washington said. He said, hard work works. Praise God.
Yeah, yeah.
Hallelujah. So we can't be like a daisy. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We must be on our post. We must be ready. We must be prayed up. We must build up our faith. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. We must remember, hallelujah, that we can walk in power and authority because God has given it to us. So
yes,
we have
yes.
it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So there's no excuse. There's no reason, hallelujah, that we can't reach out. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And then we must pray life, hallelujah, over the ones that God gives us. Hallelujah. To minister to witness to evangelize. We must pray life over them. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Pray for their strength. Hallelujah. I met a young man just recently, the other day, and he was homeless. This lady who I met reached out to him, invited him to come to a service. He came to the service. He had nothing. He came with dirty clothes on and everything. And that's going to happen if we show them the love that we
yes.
have on the inside
come
of us.
Come on now.
They're going to come. They're going to come as they are. He came, praise God. He heard the word. Hallelujah. Love was shown to him. People were reaching
yes.
out to him, making him welcome. Hallelujah.
Yes.
They knew his condition. They knew what he was looking like. They knew that he was dirty. Hallelujah.
Well,
but they took time out and they welcomed him in. Praise
thank
God.
You, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. There was
thank
food
you,
at the meeting. Hallelujah. They shared the food with him. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Everybody had food. And they made sure he had food. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Someone gave him some finances. Hallelujah.
Praise
and
him.
Before the end of the day, he had everything that he needed. He even had
thank
shelter.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank
because
you.
Someone was there, hallelujah, that had homes, hallelujah,
yes.
for men, hallelujah. And so when he went away the other day, he had shelter, he had food, he had
thank
clothing.
You.
Hallelujah.
Thank
everything
you, Jesus.
He needed happened for him in one day. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So all we have to do is invite them to Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And they can have everything that he has promised every one of us. Praise God. Jesus said to go out and into the highways and the hedges and compel them
yes, ma'am.
To come. Hallelujah.
You better say that.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. And when we do that, we should be compelling them right then and there to come to Jesus. Hallelujah. Not so much to our place of worship. I mean, we can add that too. But first, let's compel them to come to Jesus. Hallelujah.
Yes, first, compel them to come to Jesus. Yes.
Yes, yes. Most important. Because, and I say that because sometimes you may never see them again. You may never see them again. Praise God. So we want to touch them while we can reach them. Hallelujah. So that they can know Jesus. Hallelujah. And be free. Hallelujah. And have that freedom to serve him. Hallelujah. To serve others. Praise God. Hallelujah. Because that's how it begins. Praise God. And then as the Lord leads us, we invite them into our ministries. We invite them into our churches. We invite them into the services, wherever the services may be, outdoor services, wherever, hallelujah, so that they can learn more about him. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. So, you know, if we don't tell them, who will tell them?
That's
so
right.
Let's not lose our focus. Let's not lose our focus. We have a commission to fulfill. Hallelujah. And Jesus is expecting us to fulfill that. And the scriptures, some of the scriptures that I shared today is at Matthew 26, verses 19 and 20, Matthew 28 and 20, and of course, and Mark the 9th chapter, and of course, 1 Timothy 3:16, hallelujah, and praise God. Anyway, also I want to mention that he also gave his disciples a word too out of John 13 and 34. He said, a new commandment I give to you, that you also love one another. Hallelujah. Because if we're expressing our love toward one another, guess what? Those that don't know the love of God, they will see, hallelujah, the love that we're showing toward one another. Praise God. And they will want that same love, you know.
Yes.
Praise God. And so it'll make it even easier for us to reach them if they see us, hallelujah, and the love that we're showing toward one another. It will make a difference, God.
Amen, Apostle.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. But if we are not getting along or we're in disagreement, you know, and all of this stuff, they're going to pick that up. They're going to pick that up. So we want to make sure that we're showing forth the love of God, hallelujah, and reaching out to the lost, praise God. And as we reach out to them, hallelujah, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus, they will be better off for it. We will be better off for it because then we're doing the will of God. We're in his will.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Because he is the one that has commissioned us to fulfill, hallelujah, this commandment. Praise God.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So we must at all costs. And when I say we must take a risk sometimes. Sometimes when we're talking to people about Jesus, they'll say, well, I don't want to hear any more about your Jesus, because I had one say that to me. So we don't want to force ourselves on them. But when we walk away, when they just refuse to hear us, we don't need to take it personally, because they're really rejecting the Lord, they're rejecting Jesus, praise God. But we can still pray for them as we walk away. We can say, we can just pray, asking God to touch their hearts, to give them a heart change, praise God, and pray that, you know, some of us water, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. We plant, we water, and then Jesus gives the increase. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So maybe there may be times that you'll only plant. Someone else will come along and water. And then before you know it, there's a soul saved. Hallelujah.
Yes.
We
Amen.
Must know that we can't do it all. We can't do it all, but we can do what we're commanded to do. What we're unctioned to do at the moment, at the time, hallelujah, when there's someone present before us that hasn't accepted the Lord Jesus Christ. So we do what we can do, praise
yes.
God, knowing that God is going to do the rest.
Yes,
sometimes they're going to curse you. So you're out there taking a risk. But what you're really doing is dying to self.
Yes, glory to God. Glory to God.
Event.
Glory to God.
So we don't want to speak out and curse at them or make them feel bad or anything like that. They're already in bad shape. So we must continue showing love. Tell them, all right, God bless you. We can always say that.
Amen.
Amen. Praise God.
Amen.
So whatever it takes, whatever it takes, that's what we are to do. Praise God. Sometimes you might just need to walk into McDonald's or wherever you might be, get them a sandwich.
Amen.
Get them a drink. And then stand there and talk to them.
Well,
sometimes they're more open if you can fulfill an immediate need.
Yes, amen.
Because when somebody is hungry, it's hard to reach them. Praise God. Hallelujah. All right, I'm going to close right now. It's just so much about the Great Commission. But I'm going to close. I see what time it is. And turn this back over to Apostle Charlene Cook. God bless you, everyone. Amen.
Amen. What a wonderful message. Hey, we can't lose our focus. We can't lose our focus. No, sir, no, ma'am. Thank you, Jesus. That was powerful. Awesomely powerful. Thank you, Jesus. So right now, we are going to extend an invitation to you, not to a body of believers, not to a church, but right now I'm going to ask Minister Gladys McGee to come and invite you into a relationship with the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Because as the apostle said, it's not about a building. It's not about an organization.
Amen.
It's about,
amen,
do you know Jesus? Have you given your life to him? So, Minister Gladys, please come forth with the invitation.
Amen.
Praise God. Giving God all the honor and glory. Thanking him for this wonderful and beautiful message, this lesson, this teaching that was greatly illustrated on how to be a fisher of men, how to love our fellow brothers, how the love of Christ is so gentle and so just. I thank you. And with that same word, those same feelings is what Christ has for us, how he wants us to operate and be,
amen,
fishers of men, to,
amen,
love our fellow brothers.
Come on.
To when we ask, how are you doing, to really want to know, how are you doing?
Come
mentally,
on,
physically, spiritually,
yes,
financially.
All right.
Can I be of an assistance to you? That's what this love of Christ is all about.
Hallelujah.
And if you want that,
thank you, Jesus.
You
come on.
That, you, all you have to do is ask for it. Say these words. Father God, I am a sinner. I have sinned.
Yes.
I ask that you forgive me and,
yes,
come into life. Come into my heart, Father God. Change me. Let the change be me. I do believe that you died on the cross for my sin and that you rose on the third day.
Yes, sir.
I thank you, Jesus. And you rose on the third day for my sins, Father God, Lord.
Yes.
And I thank you. I ask that you come into my life. Take full control and get with a church, get with a person that can teach
Lord.
You, walk with you, with the Bible, through the Bible, through the words, to engulf those words in your heart that you can pull them out in time of need. I tell you,
They're there. They're there. God will give you a storage file, and you can pull them out in your time of need.
Yes, thank you, Jesus. Amen.
I just thank God. I just ask that you say this prayer and ask God to come into your life. And if you have this prayer and ask God to come in, you believe that he died on the third days and rose again, you are saved. You are saved.
Yes.
Heaven
That's
rejoices
right.
and having a sheer party right
Amen.
Now.
Amen. Hallelujah,
you
Jesus.
Into heaven.
Hallelujah.
In Jesus' name, we just
thank you, Jesus.
Thank you,
Jesus.
Thank
God for you being obedient to the word. And I just
Amen.
Pray that you will continue to seek his face. In Jesus'
Hallelujah.
Name.
Amen. All right,
Amen.
We're going to ask our bishop, Bishop Lester Carver, to come on in, and I want him to bind that message and pray for our new converts. Bishop, come on in the room.
Here's the word, Apostle Pitt. I just know that God desires for each and every individual that just received that calling to come boldly before the throne of God and to make Jesus Christ the Lord of your life.
Yes.
Yes.
I thank you for
yes.
each one of those individuals being blessed and being excited about the
yes.
beginning of the rest
mm-hmm.
of their life so that they know who their Heavenly Father is and they know who their Master is in the form of
mm-hmm.
God's Son, Jesus Christ. I thank
yes.
you for this opportunity that we have to be able to make disciples and
yes.
become disciplined
yes.
followers as we make others disciplined followers by teaching them how to live for you, Father, how to
yes.
stand before you, Father, how to perfect your will in our life by studying your word, by
yes.
praying. By fasting,
yes.
by fellowshipping with like-minded believers, God, give us a desire to follow the example of your Son, Jesus Christ, so that we can learn how to submit to you in all things, so that you
yes.
can lift us up at the appointed time, so that you can glorify us as we glorify you, Father. God, I thank you for you giving us a heart of humility that allows us to get out of our own way so that we
yes.
can be all that you have called
yes,
us to be
Lord.
And fulfill your purpose in our life instead of our own, Father. I thank you for the freedom
yes.
that comes with
yes.
us allowing
thank you,
you
Jesus.
To be the
yes.
master of our
yes.
life
yes.
instead of us trying to be our own God. Father, I
yes.
thank you for you just
My
allowing
Lord.
Us to be free to free others. Father, I thank you for
yes.
those who have accepted you as
yes.
their Heavenly Father today and accepted your Son as their Master. I thank you for you
yes.
giving them a desire to share the
yes,
good news
Jesus.
Of death, burial, and resurrection of your Son, Jesus Christ, with others so that they can understand how important they are to you to
yes,
make your heavenly kingdom of many nations possible. Father, I thank you for each and every individual right now that has received your Son, Jesus Christ, as their Master, allowed his perfect blood to cover all of their sin, and allowed his broken body to pay for their physical wholeness and restoration. I thank you for
yes.
blessing each one of these today. In the name of your Son, Jesus Christ, amen.
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 Glory to God. Hallelujah. Now listen, if there is anyone that is actually in the sanctuary and you would just like to have a word of praise, hallelujah, now is the time. What you do is you press your one on your keypad and I will address you by your area code and the last four digits of your phone number. Hallelujah. We just want to praise God for what we have heard on today. We thank Jesus for the message and the messenger. Hallelujah. We thank you for everyone who came out to participate today because God loves you and so do we. So if there be nothing else, I got it. Now may the grace of God and the sweet communion of the Holy Spirit rest,
yes,
rule, and abide,
yes,
in you greatly. Hallelujah. Amen.
Yes.
And to God be the glory.
Amen.
You have been listening to the Spirit Alive Praise and Worship Experience. Hallelujah. Oh, we do have one moment. All right, area code 415-9967. What's your praise?
My praise is the same as every week. I just love listening. It's the one thing I look forward to all week is to listen to the, I love the benedictions. I love the messages. I love the, just the sense of community that you all share. And it's, I just wanted to say thank you again. I know I call every week, but I never get tired of this. This is, it's a wonderful place to be.
And we never get tired of hearing from you. Amen.
His
you
Lord,
can be
man,
a
God.
Regular anytime you want to. Glory to God. Amen.
Glory
anybody
to God.
Else? All right. Well, we praise God for all of you that were here. We want to thank our brother, our dear brother who is faithful. He is also faithful and listens every week. I want to thank all of you, and we pray that you continue to walk with us here at the Spirit Alive Network. Hallelujah. So on behalf of myself, Mother Shirley Snyder Mitchell, Minister Tina Brown, our anointed speaker of the day, Apostle Zeta Flowers, Bishop Lester Carver, and of course, Minister Gladys McGee, we want to say have a beautiful and blessed week. Acknowledge Christ in all that you do. And from our household of faith to yours, it is our fervent prayer that you be ye transformed. Have a beautiful and blessed week, everybody. We love you, and you are dismissed. Hallelujah, family.
Hallelujah. Praise God. Thank you.
You were awesome, all of you. God bless you. We
God bless you. Love you.
I love you all,
love
everybody.
You
6011 and 1345. We love you too. God bless you. Amen.
Love you all. Have a blessed day.
Love you all, everybody. God bless.
Amen.
Amen.